Thank you. Okay, hello everybody. I hope you can see the agenda. I just put the three items that I think we need to discuss, and as a fourth, any other business. So, as you know, I will be stepping down, and this actually should happen in the beginning of May. There are some things which, of course, I will talk with. I am not disappeared completely. According to the charter, the existing charter, if the chair resigns for whatever reason, then the executive committee takes charge and they appoint an interim chair. Now, if the elections, according to the charter always, should happen in less than 6 months, then the executive committee can continue performing this task. So, basically, where we are in the charter, let me tell you very quickly. The charter has been out to the membership for comments. So far, only AVRI has responded to those comments, which needs to be addressed one way or the other. However, there are no major things or changes. And then the charter should go up for a vote. What I have done in the meantime is that I have sent an email to everybody in the list asking them to verify their addresses. I had quite a few responses. There's still a lot of people that haven't responded. However, the positive thing is that out of the 200 and something members, only 5 or 6 emails bounced back, and I was able to actually track down 2 of them. So we don't have a lot of emails that are actually inactive or they don't exist. So basically, I will need to work with the executive committee who needs to organize the charter vote. That's what I'm trying to say. But in the meantime, you know, I will help by addressing the comments that AVRI has made. Do you have any questions, any issues, anything to discuss here? No?
If I remember, AVRI's comments were pretty minor. I think they can be addressed pretty quickly, right?
That is correct, Brendan, yes. They're pretty minor. It shouldn't take more than a day. And I have spoken to AVRI, so here in Geneva, yesterday, and we discussed, and I said that I will be in touch with her and work together to just address them, but they're really minor. There's nothing major.
Okay. And then in terms of running an election, is that you're working with someone at ICANN to do that?
Yes. I have I spoke to Glenn, and ICANN is really, they're more than happy to help us run the elections. Basically, what I need to do is we need to drop the ballot, which is basically, you know, are you in favor of the charter or not, and then just send Glenn the membership list with their email addresses and the votes. And the rest, you know, ICANN will take care of the rest.
Okay. Well, do you want to circulate the list now that you've kind of done one pass at seeing what was valid and what wasn't? Circulate that with the EC, and then one of us can kind of, I guess, take the lead in coordinating that election or the charter vote.
Exactly. And basically what we need to do is we need to start communicating, and I will circulate that email. We need to decide on an interim chair.
Yeah.
This is the first thing, and this actually ties with number 2 on the agenda, which is the NCUC elections. The elections should take place, the call for nominees should start in October, and everything should be done and dusted prior to the ICANN meeting in Toronto in October.
Right.
This means that if anyone agrees from you guys, they can stay as an interim chair for the remaining period, because this would be less than 6 months. What I can say right now is that I know some people, either from the executive committee or from currently serving as GNSO councillors, that they would think of running. However, they don't want to do both things at the same time. So if any one of you is willing to stay as the interim chair for the next 5 months, that actually, that would comply with the charter and it would work. So the first step, no matter what, however, is to appoint an interim chair.
So we as the executive committee simply appoint an interim chair?
Yes, the executive committee decides who the interim chair will be.
Okay.
If there are more than one people willing to do it, I suspect the charter doesn't say anything, but I suspect that it will be on the basis of majority. Let me actually go right now to the charter to see exactly the wording. Of course, that would be very good if I could find the charter. Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. Notes. Interim chair. Okay, here it is. Okay, that. All right. Okay, let me see. Leaving office. An elected, okay. In the event of resignation of the chair, the executive committee shall, within 2 weeks, elect one of its members to serve as interim chair. If the remaining term of the resigning chair is greater than 6 months, a new election shall be organized. And that's all the charter is saying.
Okay.
Give me the section and number again.
It is GB. No, sorry. It is 7B. I'm sorry, Milton. It is 7B under leaving office. The title is leaving office.
One of its members serves the interim. Remaining term of the resigning chair is greater than...
You said 7B?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, we don't need to organize an election, you're saying, because the new election would be in October, right?
Which is less than 6 months.
So that is actually 5 months because, the call for nominees will be out in September. So everything basically needs to be, I just posted the relevant version of the chapter. Everything needs to be done and dusted before the Toronto meeting in ICANN, so there's going to be a transition at the ICANN meeting. So I stated on the membership that I will be stepping down, but I still haven't officially resigned. I am planning on doing that on Monday, at the end of the month, basically. Hello, Alex. Alex just joined, at least in Adobe, and Natalie is dialing out to him right now. So that will be 5 months, essentially. Hello, Alex. Can you hear it? Can you hear us? Me? No, she's not. She's still not online.
So basically, whoever is the interim chair basically needs to organize the charter revision. Will there be a separate vote for the charter revision, or will it just be this October vote?
Well, I think there should be a separate vote for the charter revision. I mean, we need to have that ready. And as I said, because I was involved in that, I can easily help out, certainly, to finalize the revisions and put it out on a vote. And I am here to help the interim chair in whatever, in whatever they're doing. It's just that, So it's not everything is almost done. The ballot is very straightforward. Are you in favor of the charter or not? And then ICANN will take care of the rest. They will send the results, and that's it.
Okay, and then in terms of other responsibilities for the interim chair, it would just be attendance at the Prague meeting in June?
Yes, it would be attendance at the Prague meeting in June, and it will also be the membership, and that's about it. And basically also someone, you know, the interim chair will also participate in the policy committee, the NCSG policy committee meetings once per month. So these are the three things, basically. I have already sent to Glenn, you know, the agenda for the Prague meeting, what we're thinking of discussing, so that doesn't need to be done. The room is booked. I've done all the admin in that sense already.
And what is our voting mechanism? Is that set up?
What do you mean, the voting mechanism?
I mean, how people cast their ballots and receive.
ICANN will run the elections, or the ballots.
Exactly. ICANN will run the elections, and they will send out the ballots to everybody. The way they did, you know, for the NCUC Executive Committee and Chair election.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm listening in to try and catch up. Thanks.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
We're just discussing basically that, you know, according to the charter, which you can see on the chat from me, I've posted it, we need to appoint, well, the EC needs to appoint, an interim chair. Now, here, you know, everybody's here apart from Nuno and Carlos. However, you know, can I just sound off any of you? If you consider it, not, you know, to commit in this call, but whether you would be willing to consider it.
I'd certainly be willing to consider it, though.
But David?
I think I'm in the same boat as David. I'm willing to consider it, but I would prefer not to do it. But
okay. That's not positive.
Well, it sounds like the main thing that this person would do would be to do the charter election, which Konstantinos has prepared us for quite well, right? I mean, all we have to
do
is basically decide when is appropriate time to send the instructions and the information to ICANN to run the election, right?
ICANN can run the election within 48 hours after they are being notified and they send, you know, what the ballot should look like and the members, the email addresses and how many votes each member has. So it is, you know, they don't need a month in advance. This can be done very straightforward. The first thing is to address the comments, average comments on the charter and make sure that the charter goes out for a vote, and that's it. The biggest task which I've done was to verify the email addresses. This is done. So I have prepared, you know, the Excel sheet on the left-hand side next to the names has a yes and a no, yes indicating that these addresses are verified, no indicating that I haven't received any response, and then to the ones that have bounced back, I have also put this email bounced back. And as I said, there are not a lot of these.
Hey, KK, did you cover this earlier? How many responses did you actually receive back?
Okay, let me see. Let me open my Excel sheet.
You asked for
quite
a response,
I mean, I was
correct?
Surprised. But to be honest with you, I was quite surprised with the responses because I know that Avery went through hell trying to do that.
Right.
For the NCSG thing. Okay, I'm not sure now how to connect. Hold on.
Just about ballpark. I mean, if...
12, 15, 16. Well, ballpark, it must be in the range of 17. But as I said, the ones that haven't responded, I received, for example, an email from... Rebecca, just today, you know, you will see names here that we will see on the list. I just didn't put yes because they didn't reply to me. But around 70 people have responded so far.
Okay.
I mean, I can easily send a reminder when I just, to the list saying, please check your email because you must have. Or that's what I wanted to ask this list. Can I put this up anywhere? I am thinking of sending, of putting up on the website the names and the organizations without the email addresses and the voting, and, of course, the yes and the no's, telling them, if you think, if you see that you haven't responded or blah, 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 please contact me to change that. So I think that we can do that. We can put up just the names and the organizations to the members and tell them if you see a no next to your name, it means that your address is not verified.
I couldn't hear the last part of your statement, Konstantinos.
I'm saying that I can put up the names and the affiliation of each member, and next to the names I have a no and a yes, and tell them, if you see a no, it means that your address has not been verified, so please contact me or the interim chair to change that status.
Yeah. You could do that, sure. That's I don't know if that will get you any more replies than you would via email, but certainly worth trying, I suppose.
Yeah.
Brendan, can we do that on the Ning side?
Yeah, sure. Is that the... we can do that, sure. Just send me what you want to put up. It's fine.
Yes, I mean, I'm just going to send... I will circulate to the EC the membership list and you can use that, deleting, of course, the emails and the voting of each member and the voting rights of each member.
Okay.
Okay.
And that will... Yeah, that's fine. And that will be just accessible to the membership or to people who have registered to access that website.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
I think that, most of our members have registered to the website, right?
I haven't looked in detail at that, but a good portion of them have.
Okay. I'm not sure. Is there anything else? I don't think there is anything else that, this thing we need to discuss as urgent. The only thing is what I will do is that I will circulate an email to the EC asking that, someone to nominate themselves as an interim chair. How is that?
I think that's a good idea. Let's, keep Nuno and Carlos in the conversation and lay out just the basic, responsibilities that will have to be taken care of because, I'm sure everyone else is in the same boat. You're trying to figure out exactly what kind of time commitment this is going to be, although it doesn't sound like much. So,
it really isn't much, and especially ever since we moved into the stakeholder group format, the membership especially has been much easier. Needless to say that. Most of it, it's spam. So if you really, really, really do not mind receiving spam, then, it's not that every week you have members to approve. It's nothing like that.
Yeah. Are you a little bit off topic? Are you at liberty to divulge any of the names that you said may be interested in running for chair in October?
No. because they haven't really, themselves said it out loud. So I wouldn't really like to put them in the spot. But, there are some people who expressed an interest.
Okay.
Or I've been told they've expressed an interest. Some, expressed an interest to me, and some others, for some others I've been told.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've relayed to them that, being an... I suppose they couldn't be an interim chair, right? It has to be someone from the EC, or...?
Well, the interim chair has to be someone from the EC. You know, if the amount of time was more than 6 months, then whatever happened, we needed to have an election. Because that, you know, that's what the charter says. I suspect, the charter doesn't say anything, but I suspect that the interim chair can say, I don't want to do that for the remaining, so, you know, elections have to be called. I know, however, and that's what I said in the beginning, that, you know, they don't want to perform both functions, either at the GNSO or the EC, at the same time as being chair, because, you know, that will be onerous.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea to have the elections at the GNSO change over time, too.
Yes, I think that I think so as well. So yes, I agree with David. You know, as I said, one of those months you have to remember. You know, what is good about good in this thing that is the summer. So the summer things go very quiet. I mean, in August nothing is working. You know, there's not even a GNSO council meeting. Imagine. So you know, in June and July things are getting a little bit slow. So literally we're talking about May and September, and the onerous task of September was to organize, the interim chair will need to organize the NCUC elections. But again, this is something that I can, you know, is doing. You need to send the ballots, which are very, very easily. The verification of the addresses will have been done for the charter. So again, it's not that difficult. And, you know, Glenn is pretty amazing in making sure that everything runs smoothly and okay.
From describing the duties that you've described, I'm definitely willing to do it. I'm not sort of, you know, willing to fight anybody for it, but I'm definitely willing to do it if no one else wants to.
Great. Thank you very much, David. Okay, then what I will
run
do...
a lot of elections in my time, basically, and I know how these ones work. And actually. I mean, I was planning to go to Prague, but I won't be that busy. So.
Okay, are you? That's the other thing. In Prague, are you going with the security and stability team again?
I'm not sure. We haven't actually decided that yet.
Okay. All right.
But it's. I mean, we were planning to do it, but we've got not much feedback, so we're probably not going to change our report very much. Not much feedback that isn't just positive. So.
Okay, the other thing that I forgot about the interim chair is also, you know, you need to put a request to the EC regarding who is going to attend meetings. Normally and historically, you know, we're looking for people who are very active on the list, and, you know, we know that they're very interested in participating and contributing. Also, geography plays a role in terms that there's not an unlimited amount of money. So, you know, when you're in Europe, people that are cheaper to travel are, you know, in theory should be preferred compared to the ones that, you know, it's more expensive. So that is a request that, you know, you've seen how it works. I put the request to you guys and you come back to me and saying yes or no. And also, last but not least, historically, well, not historically, over the past couple of meetings, NCUC has also supported Robin because ICANN does not support chairs of stakeholder groups and there is no other source of funding. So we think that the chair of NCSG should be there. And I'm not sure, but I think that, you know, there are discussions that the financial burden should be split between the various constituencies for the chair, but I'm not sure where these have gone. You know, how far these discussions have gone.
Yeah, I'm aware the... Not the finances are... I mean, I assume we'll follow the similar situation. We'll send us...
Exactly, and you know, the financial guru is Mr. Milton Müller. He is a treasurer, so he has the account, and you know, you liaise, who is the interim chair, should liaise with Milton.
Yeah, right. I should be. I suppose I could send a financial report just updating both of you, the outgoing and the incoming, on what's happening.
Okay.
Pretty simple, though. We, you know, we have a bank account with money in it, and we spend, you know, anywhere between $5,000 to $8,000 every ICANN meeting, sending people to the meeting. Once in a while, there's some other expense, and then the income is the regular contribution of PIR, and then there were special contributions associated with the event we did in San Francisco. And if we organize a similar event like that for Toronto, which we probably are planning to do, then we would again have to go through a fundraising process.
Which brings me, thank you, Milton, to the next point. I saw Robin and we had a chat basically about, you know, the event in Toronto. And she said, if we do it, we need to start slowly preparing for it. I mean, she started literally 5 to 6 months before, so she wasn't stressed. I mean, she spread it out. So, Brendan, I don't want to put you in the spot, but am I correct in thinking that you were willing to take a lead on that?
Take the lead on it?
Well, with the assistance of Robin, of course, not by yourself. But, you know, we need someone in Canada or someone who knows people in Canada.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to be a liaison with people who are at the University of Toronto. That's no problem. But my understanding was that, you know, Robin basically was contracted to basically organize that. So that was, I just don't want to put myself in the same, I don't want the expectation to be that I'm going to do exactly what Robin did in terms of organizing the event. Is that?
Right.
But I'm more than happy to be a liaison to Toronto.
Okay, then, you know.
I did want to ask a question. I mean, have we, I haven't seen any mention of a program committee being formed or, and I, you know, since I wasn't at the last meeting, I didn't have a good sense of who was keen to organize something in Toronto.
I think that's the problem we have. I'm not sure whether Robin also wants to organize it the way she did in San Francisco.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I need, you know, I can touch base with her and ask her, but if Robin is not willing to do it, is there anyone else who would be willing to do that? Silence.
Yeah, I'm happy to help out, but I'm certainly not able to put the level of effort that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a program committee, I like I said, I'm more than happy to join a program committee that distributes the work around for various panels and that type of thing. But my understanding for the San Francisco event was that Robin was basically organizing the whole thing. Sure, she had contributions from other people, but you know, she was the chief person.
Yeah, she was the chief person because, you know, she also sorted out the, how do you call it, you know, photocopies and catering and all these things. So
right. I mean, she put a substantial amount of time into it. Yeah.
I mean, I'd be able to help do that, but I'm not able to put that amount of effort. I've got some friends in Toronto who do with a lot of event organizing experience, but I'm not really able to put the same level of effort that Robin did.
Okay, then may I suggest that I will try to speak to Robin over the next couple of days and ask her whether she would be willing to. You know, to do it in terms of, you know, the way she did it, I think that she will need more help because right now she's not in Toronto, whereas in San Francisco she knew everybody. So, you know, possibly finding, I know that she had interns. She used a lot of interns. So someone would potentially need to do the same, you know, in Toronto. But I can ask her whether, you know, she would be willing to be the main point of contact in terms of that.
Yeah.
And
I guess I would suggest that we have a, you know, a call for a program committee and then sort those issues out.
Okay.
And like you said, we need to do that pretty quickly because of the lead-in time that's necessary.
Yes. Yes, it needs to be done pretty quickly. So what about, well, next week I will circulate an email to everybody, because I think that it's very good to have one of those. The last one was a huge success. You know, I really believe that NCUC did great. We were mentioned at the GAC, and it was also a great way to get some sponsorship money. So, you know, this can be a pretty good thing. If we know that someone is willing to do it, let's try to do it, basically.
Yeah, I think...
I think it's a good idea.
I would be willing to volunteer for a program committee and to take a pretty active role. I'm not sure I'd want to be...
the lead, yeah.
The logistical...
Can I ask something? First, how difficult or easy is to find someone in Toronto that will be able, you know, to get a couple of interns and tell them, you know, Robin can tell us what to do. She must have a file of the things that need to be done. And I understand that my understanding was, okay, the program committee is one thing, and it's, you know, it's the serious stuff, but the admin staff are pretty straightforward. It's just that, you know, you need hands, basically. So
yeah. Is
it someone that...
I know, you know, I can speak to people at the Citizen Lab who have the kind of staff available to help with these types of events. They're familiar with how to do them. Whether, you know, I don't know how much labor they could actually commit to organizing, but I certainly will bring it up with them and ask them if they're interested in being maybe a co-sponsor of this pre-event. It's already been talked about amongst Citizen Lab people, so Robert Guerra and myself and Ron. So it's not that that the groundwork has been laid for them to be involved. So
that's fantastic. And Milton actually is asking a very important question. Is it going to be an NCUC or an NCSG event? Now, I don't know if we... believe in aspiring multi-stakeholder, I don't know, in multi-stakeholder participation, maybe it can be an NCSG event, but, you know, if we want to do this as something that NCUC is actively doing and would like ideally to do so for in the forthcoming years, maybe we should stick to exactly, making an NCSG complicate things. And, of course, what I forgot to mention is that I put a request with ICANN for support of this event. I can't remember the exact amount that I've requested. I think it was something like $15,000. So ICANN will be making the decision, I've been told, in the beginning of May, in the next first days. 10 days of May, so there might be ICANN support also for this event.
Yeah.
Okay, so that proposal was for NCUC. So if
all right, yes.
Well, then I think the question is answered. Then it has to be. We would of course want to try to involve NCSG people, but it would have to be a NCUC event if the money the grant from ICANN was.
To be awarded, yes.
Which doesn't mean we can put whoever we want to put on a panel or so on.
Exactly, but.
So, a question, if it is an NCUC event, do we want to have, like, a local host? Do we want to suggest to Citizen Lab that they be the local organizer? Is that kind of the framework that we want to use?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, you know, they're very active. They're very, you know, they're doing great work up there, so... I think that actually if we can get them, it would be great.
Okay. I'll suggest
so,
that.
Okay, Brandon, then, before we start suggesting it and before we go to Citizen Lab, can we, you know, speak, you, me, Robin, and David, that expressed interest in being in the program committee, and Robin and Milton, to see basically, you know, who's going to do what?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know...
You can count me on it as well. I just So I'm far, right? So whatever I feel I could do as a volunteer, I mean, I'll be more than glad to chip in. Yeah, just count on me as well, but something where I can. So I don't have many people I know in Canada, but I'd like to also volunteer.
Sorry, Alex, I never meant to exclude your apologies. Alex, you know, basically, okay, let's discuss this executive committee. Let's discuss, since we've decided that most probably it's going to be an NCUC event, have the executive committee start discussing those things, bring, you know, Robin into the discussions as an NCUC member and not as the chair of NCSG because of experience, you know, and actually see who is going to lead it.
Okay, no problems, no problems.
What do you think about that, guys? And then, Brendan, you know, we need to do that over the next few days, and then you can go and speak to, to Citizens Lab in Toronto. Do you think that they would accept the invitation to host the event?
There's certainly an interest. It's already been brought up, and, you know, it was a very generic description of what might be happening in terms of not only this pre-event, but there are some other pre-events that may or may not be happening. I think the Security and Stability Committee is thinking of doing something in advance of the meeting, and Citizen Lab wanted to be involved with that. There was another, Milton, what was the other thing that came up? I can't remember. It was like an intergovernmental, potential of an intergovernmental meeting in advance of the ICANN meeting.
Okay.
But
ministerial of some kind.
Yeah, ministerial, right.
Well,
but that's just a
Milton,
rumor at this point.
Okay. Well, Milton is saying that we need a theme and we need a focus, and that is absolutely correct. I think we have a little bit of time for that once we get, you know, the event committee sorted out. I would like to put out there that, you know, I've seen, and my understanding is that one of the, you know, the things that everybody seems to be discussing lately is technology versus government, governance, law, et cetera, so this might be a theme because you can include a lot of things, but this is, of course, something that the program committee, once it's formed, can discuss in more detail.
Yeah, I agree. I think, the important thing is that we get a call out there for program committee members quickly and get a core group of people committed to doing this.
Okay. All right. I mean, what I will do then is that I will circulate an email to the executive committee. I will add Robin in it and basically ask that we see whether we have a volunteer. For me, that's the important thing. And, Brendan, if in the meantime, can you inquire how difficult or easy it is to have two free bodies as an intern in Toronto?
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
To see basically, because I suspect that if we have two or three interns that are willing to do all the admin stuff, then, you know, that's it. Do you see what I mean? Someone, they will need to liaise with someone, but those tedious tiny bits will be done by those people that they know where to go and what to do and the catering and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
They can sort that out.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how it's pitched to Citizen Lab. I mean, if they feel like they're going to get a lot of notoriety out of, you know, co-organizing or or being the local host for the event, then I think they'll be more than willing to volunteer some staff time.
Okay, so, that'll be fantastic.
I'm sorry?
No, I say that is great. So, is there anything else? No? Okay, great. Then what I would do is expect to see an email in the membership list. Oh, no, what I would do is, first of all, circulate an email to the executive committee asking for someone to step in as an interim chair, volunteers, basically. If we have more than one, then, unfortunately, you know, we will have to do it by majority voting. As soon as this is done, I will send an email to the list and officially resign and pass on to the interim chair. And, of course, I will help the interim chair in any way I can. And the second issue is that I will send again an email to the EC, copying Robin, just to get started with this event in Toronto.
Great. Thank you, KK, for your dedicated service.
Thank you, guys. You've been great. It was a pleasure watching.
I'm sorry I couldn't get somebody in time to, but I will talk offline. Okay. But thank you for the good service. Thank you,
David.
Thanks. David, thank you for volunteering for the interim chair.
No problem. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, David. It's a pleasure, and I will be seeing you around. I mean, we will speak. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We certainly look forward to working with you in your new role as well. So.
Yeah. Okay, speak to you all soon. Thank you very much. Operator, you may stop the recording, and we'll be in touch.